Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 156, Drink Until You Podcast. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. What exactly does that mean, Chris? It means you drink your drink until it's done. And that's when we stop the podcast. Hope you're having a good weekend. Hope you had a good week. I'll tell you guys what I'm drinking right now at 1:30 in the afternoon. Since I did just wake up. Breakfast of Champions. A screwdriver. That is orange juice and vodka. Very simple, but man, this orange juice is just hitting the spot. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. I'm actually pretty worn out, man. Even though I did get some good sleep, I had a house full of kids yesterday. It was my stepson's birthday party that we threw for him, and just kids running everywhere, dogs barking, you know, toys galore. Just, I got a lot of cleaning to do is basically what I'm trying to say. A trash can, I think I have two bagfuls of trash, a sink full of dishes. Got to give the dog a bath. My daughter gets a bath almost every night. So I got a lot to do today. That's why I'm starting this a little bit early. I'm going to be saying tonight because that's what I'm conditioned to say. I normally do these at night, which it doesn't matter. If I didn't tell you that, you wouldn't know, right? Why am I even bringing it up? Dude, great set of games yesterday, by the way. NFL. I actually haven't watched any NHL this season so far. I know the season's very young, just started, but the NFL has my attention right now with the storylines, with the teams. It's not the typical teams you see every season. You know, some of them are in there. Obviously, Green Bay being one of them. Green Bay over the Rams yesterday, 32-18. I thought the Rams were going to put up a little bit better of a fight. But, who the hell is yelling outside my window? Anyway, so yeah, you have the Bills over the Ravens. The Ravens could only muster 3 points. Can you believe that? With Lamar Jackson back there, only 3 points, a field goal. I don't know what they're drinking up in Buffalo, but keep it going. Maybe Beasley's up there giving them the sauce. You won't hear me say this very often because I don't root for any other NFL teams, but go Bills, man. If they actually pull this off, which they, I mean, they have a long road in front of them. Don't get me wrong. You still got Brady or what's the other guy for the Saints? D Breeze standing in front of you. Whoever wins that game today. Browns and Chiefs today. Buccaneers Saints today. Packers and Bills move on, man. I just hope Beasley, that's who I want to see win. The former Cowboy. Give him the sauce, Beasley. Let's take another drink real quick. I'm parched. So yeah, I had that going on, man. Been getting in a couple of little Facebook skirmishes here lately. Just people are shitty, man. People are just shitty. We were talking about, like, tipping, you know, if you don't tip. So basically how it happened was somebody posted on a page saying, you know, they went to a certain car dealership and, you know, the order that they ordered was like $250 worth. The delivery person who brought everything, you know, did it, all the stuff, tipped $0.00 off of a $250 bill. I'm not a math whiz, but that's a pretty good chunk of change if you're tipping 20%, you know? So that's kind of messed up. And as soon as they posted up there, the car dealership reaches out to this person and is, you know, is basically like, hey, what can we do to make this right? It's like, well, you should have made it right in the first place, man. You know, you don't treat people. I've done that before, dude. I've done to-go orders when I worked in a restaurant, and somebody can order $150 worth of stuff, walk in, grab their shit, and walk out without giving you a dime or giving you the courtesy to say hi. You know, they just grab their shit. So somebody posted up. I'll read this to you word for word, and this really irritated me. I normally don't comment on things I don't like, but this just really got to me for some reason. Maybe it was the mood I was in. I really don't know. But basically, talking about tipping, she says, if tips were required, then they would be put into the total, like when you have a big group of people that a waiter has to take care of. If they're not required, then no one will ever make me feel bad for not tipping. You're not always going to get the tip. So I replied, showering isn't required, but we all still do it. That's being decent in both respects. So me and her continue to argue, and I start thinking about it. The more I start thinking about it, She later says that I didn't say I'd never tip and da 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 da. She gets all defensive, of course, because she put her foot in her mouth, basically. People are like, have you ever worked in the service industry? This has to be the trashiest thing I've ever read. Just giving her a hard time, you know, foot in her mouth. So I'm like, you know, explain this to me. And she's just like, well, I never said I didn't tip and all this and that. And I replied that last thing I said, I stopped, you know, stop with the argument. I don't want to do it online, especially. But I'm just like, how would anyone, by her own words, if they're not required to tip, then no one will ever make me feel bad for not tipping. Okay, if you do tip, then how would someone have the opportunity to make you feel bad about not tipping? You know, that doesn't make any sense. So she's backtracking, obviously. Put her foot in her mouth. Everybody called her out on it. It's just, it's this kind of thinking that, you know, if there was nobody to serve you your drinks or your food, you'd have to do it yourself. There'd be no, you know, like it's a business, man. And she's sitting there saying, well, people can change jobs. I completely agree with that. I completely agree. You don't have to be a server. That's great for most people. I'm not saying in every situation. You know, I'm saying for most people, you have the option to go, you know what, I'm going to work a steady job where I make steady pay. You know, it doesn't fluctuate. Yes, Chris, we know what steady means. All right. So anyways, I agree with that to a certain extent. Yes, you have the freedom to go get another job or pursue better jobs, opportunities. But what if that's your second job? What if you already work a full-time job and at night you go to bartend to make some extra money, or you got to do some, you know, delivery driving? That's what I like about DoorDash, man. You know, they're not going to let you not tip, I don't believe. There's a minimum, and there's like, you can tip anywhere from $3 to however much you want to tip. And that's a great thing, because people are providing a service. You know, for someone to drive food to you is a huge service. And you guys know from a couple of episodes ago that I've just been, you know, buy some stock in DoorDash. I'll tell you that much, just from me alone. it's gotten out of hand. It's still out of hand. I have an addiction. I have a problem. Anyway, my main point being, you really need to tip your bartenders, your servers. Don't be a shithead. I'm trying to curse less, but damn, dude, this kind of thinking is just ignorant. You know, I don't understand. I tip very well. And maybe it's because she's never worked in that industry, and that's what it took for me. Not to say before I worked as a server, you know, I never tipped. I did, but I didn't realize how crucial, you know, you're making $2.13 an hour. I didn't realize how crucial it was for, you know, those tips to come through, you know, and I get it. I have not tipped before, but I also won't eat the meal. You know what I mean? Like if I just walk in and you're being rude to me right off the bat, I'm just not even going to eat there. You've just ruined the experience for me already. So you won't even have an opportunity for me to not tip you. You know, I did yell at a lady one time. I was super busy. I was the only server in the restaurant one day. And she still actually tipped me a few dollars. And I'll tell you what she said here in a minute. But it was just me. I had a table of six. They were a table of three. The lady I got into it with, just random, you know, tables of two, a single person by themselves. The place was full and I was by myself. It was me and a cook. And this lady was like, can I get a spoon? And I'm like, yes, I'll be right with you and I'll get you one. You know, I brought her out the food and everything, timely manner. And I totally forgot her spoon. So she yells at me across the restaurant. She said, can I get my spoon? And I was in the middle of taking someone's order, trying to, you know, consolidate your steps. That's what it's all about, right? If anyone's been a server, it's all about consolidating steps. They were in the back corner. I walked over there, brought them their food. On my way back, I'm getting an order for another table so I can go to the computer and punch it in. And she yells at me across the place, can I get my spoon? And I just stopped my order. I was like, I'll be right back. And the table I was serving of like six people got completely quiet. They're like, oh shit. So I walk over, I get the spoon, I bring it back to the table, I slam it down, and I said, don't ever yell at me across the restaurant again. And she actually left me a tip, you know. My boss happened to be there that day, and I was like, fuck, I'm getting fired today. There's no way around it. But I actually didn't. She didn't say anything to the boss. She left me a tip. She left me a $3 tip, and she wrote me a note on the receipt. I wasn't going to tip you, but I know you have to pay taxes on this, so I tipped you anyway. And I was like, $3? I'm going to have to pay taxes on $3? What is 18% of $3? Get the hell out of here. And I never saw that woman again. I probably ruined her experience, but it goes, you know, you're not allowed to treat servers like crap, man, or like that's not how it works. And I totally get if you have bad service, if I wasn't trying, if I wasn't hustling. Dude, I was sweating, man. If I wasn't hustling, I've done that before. I've not tipped because of that. You know, everything starts off fine. They take the order if food comes out, but they're just rude as hell, you know? And yes, I pulled the Karen before. Yeah, I need to speak to your manager because this is crazy. You know, if you're having that bad of a day, you need to go home. You know, maybe, and I can't judge anybody for having problems and being at work. I've been there too. We all have our bad days, but it's like, dude, don't take your bad day out on me. I don't know you. I'm here to eat my meal, and I was going to give you a decent tip. So with all that said, tip your bartenders, tip your waitresses or waiters. You know, just be a decent human being. It's just like showering. It's not required, but it's highly recommended. Cheers, everybody. Rant over. Let me go grab some orange juice real quick. Be right back. All right, and I'm back. Let's take another sip of this freshly poured juice here. That's something I need to do, man. You guys want to do some drink recommendations, dude? It's been probably a good month since I've given any out. Do you guys care? Do you guys even want drink recommendations? Since I can't hear you, I'm going to do them anyway. All right, so here's what I got for you. We're doing NFL drinks today. These are just cocktails made from NFL teams or players or whatever it may be in honor of watching the NFL playoffs today. This is called the Gold Rusher, the first one I have for you. This is liquor.com. Gold Rusher, I'm assuming 49er. Here's how the hell you make it. I mean, here's what's in it. Excuse me. I'm so rusty at doing these drink recommendations. 1.5 ounces bourbon, 1/2 ounce Fernet Branca. I have no clue what that is. 3/4 ounce fresh lemon juice, 1/2 ounce ginger solution. The hell is ginger solution? Anyway, 1/2 ounce honey syrup. That's 3-to-1 honey and water. 1 dash Angostura bitters, garnish mint sprig. Oh boy. Okay, this is one of the ones you're going to have to, the ginger solution, you're going to have to figure out how to make that. Anyways, here's how the hell you make it. Add all the ingredients to a shaker with ice and shake until cold. Double strain over a large hand-cut chunk of ice into a rocks glass and garnish with a mint sprig. Is there any kind of like mold cutout I can get? I'm sure there is. I just need to research. I really love those like blocks of ice, those little cubes you put in the, you know, it's one solid cube instead of having a bunch of cubes. I love those. Here's how you make the ginger solution, in case you were wondering. Heat 1 part water in a small pot over medium heat. Add 1 part sugar, 1 part ginger juice, and stir until the sugar is completely dissolved. Remove from heat and let cool before using. Dude, hey, can you not lick your nuts while I'm doing the A? That's the Gold Rusher from liquor.com. This next one I have for you is called the Super Bowl Sipper Cocktail. If anything's a sipper, just right off the bat, I can't speak for this one specifically. If anything you should sip on, that means it's going to be pretty damn strong because you don't want to gulp it. As soon as you start gulping it like I am this orange juice and vodka, it's going to be a rough day for you. Here's the Super Bowl Sipper. Looks red and blue. That's kind of neat. You must float something on there. Where's the jump to recipe button? Okay, here it is. The Super Bowl Sipper is the ultimate Super Bowl cocktail, especially appropriate when the Patriots are in the big game. Oh boy. They duped me. Anyways, I'm not a Patriots fan, but it's you know, maybe we could do like a little something white in there for blue and white for the Cowboys. Anyways, here's what you're going to need. You're going to need 1 ounce grenadine, 2 ounces cranberry juice, 1.5 ounce vodka, 3 ounces blue curacao or curacao, however the hell you say it, 5 ounces Sprite, 7-Up or Sierra Mist, pomegranate for garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. Add ingredients and cranberry juice to a cocktail shaker filled with ice and shake well. Pour into a glass filled with ice, then add vodka and blue curacao. to shaker and shake well. Slowly pour the blue mixture over the red and watch as it floats. Top off with Sprite, 7-Up, or Sierra Mist, and pomegranate for the garnish as desired. This is from wearenotmartha.com. We are not Martha.com. I just got it. That's hilarious. We are not Martha.com. This last one I have for you is mantitlement.com. This one's called the Dilly Dilly. If you guys remember those commercials from Bud Light, pretty funny. Jump to recipe. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate that. Mantitlement.com. That's a great name too. 1 ounce vodka, 4 ounces limeade, 1 Bud Light beer, lime wedge for garnish. Add the vodka and limeade to a pint glass. Top off with beer, garnish with lime wedge, and serve. That's pretty damn simple. It's just a beer and liquor mixture, which will get it done. You know, they always say beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. What do they say about liquor and beer together? You're just fucked, I guess. Anyways, as always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Be safe out there, guys. You know, have a great 2021. There's no reason dying or killing somebody else. Just don't do it. It's dumb. Cheers, everybody. You know, it's actually hilarious. I just thought about, I'm already drinking my screwdriver, obviously, and I want to take Sammy to the dog park, but it's too far to walk to, so I'm really not going to be able to take him. Dude, I'm sorry. That's my bad. I really didn't plan this day out very well so far. I'm not going to be able to take him to the dog park. I really wanted to get some of that energy out. But not on top of my shit for that one, but I tell you what I am on top of, man. I already got her birthday present, which I'm the worst. Like, when I buy somebody a present, like, I can't, like, wrap it and hold it for months. Like, yeah, it just doesn't work like that for me. I'm so excited about what I got, and I want to see the look on your face so immediately that I have to give it. So I already gave her what, you know, her present, which was like an oil diffuser. I think it's like it uses like essential oils, and you dump the oils in there, and then it like sprays this mist up into the room, and it has little lights on it. She loves it. She loves it. I saw it in Walmart, and I know she likes that kind of stuff. You know, she's very much like an incense kind of girl. You know, she loves incense, and you know, obviously things that help the house smell better are always a plus for me too. But she loves that kind of stuff, and I saw it, you know, at Walmart. I was kind of shopping around. I'm like, you know, I had a plan of what I was going to get her. I went and looked for it. I was looking for one of those Galaxy lights. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've probably seen the advertisements here recently. They've been really pushing them hard. There's a million different brands that you can get. There's a million different ones that project a million different colored lights, but they just project up into the room like a, you know, it looks like the cosmos up there on your ceiling. So it's kind of relaxing. Some of them have music, you know, whatever. And so I couldn't find that. I was looking around Walmart. I was trying to explain this to the employees there, and they're like, I think that's a kid's toy, is what one of the guys told me. And he was like, so go check by the kid's stuff. So I went over there and I checked. I found a lady over there. I was like, this is what I'm looking for. She's like, oh, it's going to be an electronics. So I go to electronics. I look over there. It's not an I just can't find this damn thing. And I really, really wanted to get it for her. But then I saw the diffuser. I think that's what it's called. The diffuser, the oil diffuser. Is it infuser or defuser? I really don't know. Let's look it up real quick. Why not? Oil infuser or defuser? Does it infuse or does it defuse? Jet black oil infusers. Okay, so it's an infuser. So that's basically what I got. It has cool little lights on it. You know, it makes the room smell all lavendery or whatever the hell she puts in there. Super happy about that. And I really was searching for these Galaxy lights, man. They're so cool. That's like right up her alley. You know, I was going to get one in her favorite color and everything, and I just couldn't find it. And I'm looking online for these things, and I'm like, $80. Excuse my French. $80 for this? Like, that's kind of, it's just a light, right? An $80 light. Do I really need to spend $80 on a light? And I, you know, the funny thing is, I'm not even like looking at like a paycheck or anything to be like, well, how much can I take out of this paycheck? Or it's not how I measure anything. I'm like, yeah, you know, screw Bitcoin. Screw the American dollar. I don't measure things like that anymore. I measure things in DoorDashes, all right? That's how I'm doing it now. Like $80, that's like three DoorDashes. Okay, let's be honest. That's like two DoorDashes if you're getting dinner for everybody. That's like two whole DoorDashes. I don't want to spend two whole DoorDashes. I'll just DoorDash twice and she'll be just as happy. You know, there's no replacement for cheese and chips and salsa and burritos and tacos, right? There's no replacement for that. So, you know, that's my new unit of measurement. That's why I told you, you know, if you're going to invest, you should definitely invest in DoorDash. Just from my, you know, what I put into it alone. Just from my orders alone lately. Just this, you know, just throw a couple of dollars in here and there and you'll be a rich man in no time. You know, no more Bitcoin, no more dollar, everything in the future. That would actually be hilarious. What's that movie that's, I can't think of the movie. It has Luke Wilson in it. It has Dax Shepard in it. Oh my God, I can't think of the movie. But basically, it's like the future and everybody's just ignorant. Well, no, they're not even. They're just stupid. They're just straight stupid. And Taco Bell's like one of the only restaurants you can eat at anymore. And everybody's so lazy and like pampered and doesn't do anything for themselves. What is the name of that damn movie? I keep wanting to say Biodome, but that's not right. I know you guys are probably yelling at me right now. Anyways, that's going to be the wave of the future. You know, currency is out the window. The amount of money it takes to send food. Oh, dude, it's getting even worse, by the way. Speaking of DoorDash, I just downloaded GoPuff yesterday. And guess what, DoorDash? GoPuff got my crap here in like 20 minutes, dude. I was amazed. Before we were sitting there in bed watching The Mandalorian and, you know, trying to catch up on those episodes, which is getting really good, by the way. Still in season one, but good Lord, what a great show. Look, I got the GoPuff uploaded right here. Here's a promotion for you. Gets there in about 15 minutes. You can order alcohol or snacks. Dude, I'm about to reorder what I got. And I was looking at it before, and I was like, you know, my chick wanted Cooler Ranch Doritos. I wanted the spicy sweet chili Doritos. And I'm looking on there, and I'm about to purchase them. Listen to these prices, dude. $4.29 for a bag of my Doritos, which are, you know, they are technically considered vegan. And $5.29 for her bag. And I'm like, holy crap. And she's like, my girl's like, I think GoPuff is better. That's the whole reason I downloaded this app. I think GoPuff is better because, you know, they don't have nearly as many delivery fees and all this and that. And I'm like, all right, so I'll give it a shot. So I download this app, and then I'm looking at these bags of chips, and I'm like, $4.29 for a bag of chips? Are you kidding me? $5.29 for your bag of chips? And she's like, well, I guess I don't need it. And I was like, no, I'm going to get it anyway. And then the bags get here, and they're like the family size bags. I'm like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. Okay, I was hoping I wasn't going to pay $4.29 for the little piece of crap bag you get from 7-Eleven, you know, and luckily I didn't, but it was a giant bag. You know, I had to get my coconut ice cream, coconut milk ice cream, which is also vegan, technically, which is delicious. I do the peanut butter and cookies one. Oh, I was just having a craving last night. There's something about laying in bed and putting on a show to watch or a movie. And dude, it was so funny. As soon as the GoPuff gets here, my daughter wakes up and she's like crying in her room. So we rush in there. We're like, what's wrong? And, you know, we're holding her. So we're all just sitting in bed. About 5 minutes later, she's got her chips. My daughter's got another bag of chips. I've got chips. I'm stuffing my face with ice cream. Sam's over there passed out on his bed. Dude, I was like, this is ultimate laziness. If I could remember the name of that damn movie, I would refer to it right at this point. I don't remember what it's called. But yeah, this is just the epitome of laziness was my household last night. But it was well-deserved. You know, like I said, we did just have like a million kids running around the house and screaming and, no, don't touch me, and, you know, fighting and just being wild. You know how kids get. So we definitely deserved it, and it was nice, man. I sat on my big butt and ate ice cream and watched The Mandalorian. What's better than that? America, right? Cheers, everybody. Oh, sorry about that. I dropped the damn phone. So just a little update on the band real quick, in case you guys were interested. Doing a lot of songwriting lately, man, and it's going well. Things are starting to really, really flow. If you've never played in a band before, it's hard to find your own style. You know what I mean? It's hard to find that signature sound that makes, you know, your band. And I feel like we're finally coming to that point. And now we're really, really starting to, me and James are putting our heads down and our heads together, and we're really starting to crank out some solid riffs with some solid songs, and things are just starting to flow, man. So super excited about that. That's what's going on with the band. We, like I said a couple episodes ago, we did just move into our new practice space, which I absolutely love. If you can get into a practice space that lets you pay as you play, that's really the ideal scenario, especially with us musicians, you know, especially being a younger musician. Dude, I didn't have consistent jobs. You know, I was always in and out of jobs and, you know, showing up late and, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, it's really hard to make a buck, which, you know, that's self-inflicted. That, nobody should feel sorry for anybody if you do that kind of stuff. But it's definitely self-inflicted, but it's hard to have that consistent. And then if you do have a consistent job, steady income, and you go out on tour, that goes away. So it's really hard to keep up with a practice space like that. So we're very fortunate. Shout out to Scott and Edie for hooking us up with this space, and just letting us play there and just being cool all around, man. To just let us come hang out and not freeze, you know, in a practice space with no insulation. Like, there's heating, AC, you know, the bathroom in there. We don't have to go outside like a bunch of, you know, hobos and take a piss. So, dude, we're so fortunate, man. I just want to keep it going. And not only that, just personally for me, this is the first time I've played in a band where I haven't had to drive at least 45 minutes to play. So the beautiful thing is that, and I've said this on a couple of podcasts before, I like to write a riff, and then I'll get the drums going in my head, the structure of how things should go. And that's really the baseline of how I write music, is just sitting down on the drums, recording a part, and then playing guitar over that part that I just recorded. So super excited to have the luxury. And, you know, like Alex said the other day, he's like, man, this space is way too nice for what we're about to do. And he's absolutely right. You know, we're writing just punk music, hardcore music, and it's just, you know, fast, loud, and it's like we're in this beautiful space now with all this lighting and all this equipment that we've made. And, you know, I can rock any kind of drum set, to be honest with you. Even if you give me a little kid toy drum set, I'm going to rock it. But there's something to be said. You get what you pay for. And that's, I believe, in all walks of life. You get what you pay for. And this drum set they're letting me play on is it's a Gretsch Catalina Elite drum set, if you want to look it up, and it's just beautiful. I've never had such good cymbals either. Like, these cymbals that I'm playing on project now, I'm really having to reteach myself how to play on good cymbals, because I'm used to just beating the hell out of these crappy cymbals to try to get some kind of noise out of them or some kind of sustain out of them, and I don't have to do that anymore. It's just like, oh, this is what a real drum set feels like. Okay, I got it. And it's like you can go and buy the packs of cymbals at the store or whatever, at a Guitar Center, and they're just never good. You really, if you want good cymbals, you have to buy them individually, because they crafted those cymbals to sound a certain way. You know, you got your dry sounds, you got your more splashy sounds, and I'm just very fortunate. I used to be just a Zildjian-only kind of guy. Zildjian and Pearl kind of guy, but no, man, there's just so many good sets out there, so many good cymbals. I think Meinl makes a lot of great cymbals these days. Hey, what are you chewing on? Don't do that. Meinl makes a lot of good cymbals. I'm using these Sabians right now, and dude, this cymbal, when I crash on it, just fills up the room, which I'm really not used to. Like I said, I'm having to reteach myself, but that's pretty much what's going on with the band. In case you were wondering, we're still writing, we're still trying to put out stuff. We're still doing the damn thing. So follow Cashing In on Instagram, Twitter. I believe we have a Facebook page as well. Follow Drink Until You Podcast at Drink Until You on Twitter, Drink Until You Podcast on Instagram, Drink Until You Podcast on Facebook. Follow me, support, help me out, you know, talk about it, share it, send it to your friends, even if it annoys them. And that's going to do it for me for this week. Let me pause, get this drink down a little bit, and I'll say sayonara. All right, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Drink Until You Podcast 156, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Let's finish them off. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. And have a great day off tomorrow if you have the day off, MLK Day. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.